Why is this so hard? Our memorabilia is from our past, or in some cases, it's from all of our past, our youth, from our former and current romances, our friends, our college days, our careers, our travels, or handed down from our family members to treasure. They are mementos from people who have left our lives or passed away, tokens from their identity and our relationship with them. They are from great moments or sad moments, or even from a moment that wasn't very special, but the way we remember it is. They're from moments that, at the time, we said, "I want to mark this occasion, and I'm going to hold on to this item to do so." They are our stuff alibi that shows the trail of where we've been. Our collections and our hobbies, the leisure pursuits we've enjoyed over the years, can be keepsakes and memorabilia. Collections have been built not only in our hunt and our search for treasure, but with gifts others have thoughtfully added to our collection, even if we weren't actively growing it ourselves. Keepsakes and memorabilia can be everywhere, but their mere existence isn't a problem. So when do sentimental items become a problem? We love the emotions we feel when we touch and revisit them. Our hearts warm and we sigh for the past. We can get lost in our memorabilia for hours. But there can be a point where we know that we're just holding on to too much of it. Maybe it's driven by space needs, or just knowing how much is around us that is weighing us down, or how much work it'll be to deal with when we do want to move. It could be preventing us from moving on after a loss or after a change in life. We may even address these things because we don't want our loved ones to have to deal with this stuff after we're gone. If we have a goal of reducing what we have, and our sentimental items are part of that, we get there by saying to ourselves, "I enjoy the memory that this item conjures up for me, but I can live without it, especially if it helps me get to my bigger goals and for my life right now. I can let go of this." It is when we can't bring ourselves to state that, make that statement that we just can't let those items leave our lives, that we recognize our barrier is going up and it's preventing us from letting go. At first, the barrier feels like a general unwillingness, and it can be strong enough to not look past it. However, the barrier, deep down, once again, is usually fear. We're afraid of feeling like we'll lose a part of ourselves if we part with an item. We fear the thought of parting with those items as if we're either betraying our past self or someone else. We're afraid we'll lose the memory itself, and our ability to revisit or share our story without it, or that others won't be able to tell our story after we're gone, and we hope they would. We believe that we'll want to continue to revisit these emotions time and time again, and fear that without this keepsake to hold in our hands, we won't be able to recapture that joy. Not being able to recapture joy seems like something to avoid, doesn't it? All of those scenarios, those emotions, we tend to want to avoid forever. We all love our collections and our walks down memory lane and should have some keepsakes for our ability to do that. I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't hold on to meaningful things. Think about your goals and decide whether holding on to too many items that have little or no value besides triggering old memories, and they take up more of your home than you feel they should, given how you want to live in that space. Since we're talking about the sentimental and not the practical, we need some big picture philosophical questions to help guide you through it and help you understand the role each item plays in your life. These are meant to help you see the difference between items being memorable and items being important. Just because something triggers a memory doesn't mean it is also important to you. As you think critically about items, ask: keeping. What do you gain from keeping this? What do you lose from keeping it? Letting go. What do you gain from letting go? What do you lose from letting it go? did your past self say if it knew you still had this? And what would your future self say if you knew you let it go of it? Are you keeping it primarily because you want something else, a child, a grandchild, etc., to find it as emotionally valuable as you do, maybe even after you're gone? Kids' artwork and old report cards, anyone? And do you know for sure they'll value it as much as you hope they will? Are the memories and the keepsake even yours, or are they the memories of someone else that they've ended up in your hands through gift or inheritance? Is the item important to you, or is that person important? Does the item bring you sadness or make you feel bad about yourself or someone else? Sometimes our memorabilia bring up negative feelings, guilt, sadness, regret, heartbreak. Yet for whatever reason, we still feel committed to holding on to these things to rekindle the memories of our life's experience. Is holding on to things that bring about negative feelings really a good thing for you and your home? Are you keeping it because someone else expects you to, but it doesn't mean much to you personally? In other words, is the primary emotion you attach to it obligation or guilt? Yep, there's that guilt again. If someone you care about accidentally came across this item, would it be awkward or upsetting to them? Do you really know why it's so important to you? Are you just accepting an easy on-the-surface answer, or is there a deeper meaning behind your attachment to this and you're just not facing it? Okay, they don't all have to be big and heavy questions. There are some practical questions we can ask too. How much of your space, your very valuable real estate and storage space, are you willing to allocate to items that don't have a function but only serve to generate memories when you revisit them? Can you set a limit to the space and then prioritize what ends up in that space? Do you have more than one item that reminds you of that person or place or moment? Would you be okay if you kept only one or a small set of those items? This comes up often when going through things like children's old clothing or artwork. I know how tough this is. Be disciplined with yourself on this. Do you need 10 outfits from when your child was growing up to help remember that they were that age once, especially if you have a picture of your child wearing it? Do you need every rainbow picture that was a finger painted? Can you rank importance among them? Set up four piles and rank what goes in each. Number one, I could never, ever, ever let go of this item. If the house caught fire, I'd rescue it. Number two, I am glad I've kept this. I enjoy revisiting it occasionally. If I stumble upon it, if it were gone forever, I'd miss it, but it wouldn't really impact my life. Number three, I kept it at the time, but I don't need it anymore. Sure, I remember a moment when I look at it, but it's not a critical part of how my life has turned out. Number four, honestly, I have no idea why I kept this in the first place. Do you need to keep the item as it is, or could you take a photo of it, scan copies of cards or letters, create a digital scrapbook, capture it all in a cloud-based collection of images or photos, videos that you can keep for yourself or share with others electronically, or turn into a collection in a shadow box or a keepsake quilt? Do you need the whole item, like the program from the school musical you're in, or could you edit it down to just the parts that are meaningful? Do you truly have the space to store and display your collection at its current volume? Has your collection taken over space that would be more valuable if used in a different way? Are you able to appreciate the collection of how much you have, or have the special pieces been lost in the numbers? Is there someone else who would love to have the keepsake for their own memories? This is a good way to think about family heirlooms. You may have other family that would love them too. As you walk through these questions, you should start to feel a difference between what you can let go of and what you can't or won't. It gets easier over time, and as you become stronger at finding clarity of what's important for your future and not just evidence of your past, it can get easier over time. If the pressure to reduce your possessions means you need to make deeper cuts into what you're keeping, it can get easier over time. When you have no choice, you stop allowing yourself to choose. If you were to walk away with three important items, sorry, ideas about maintaining your keepsakes and memories, I hope they would be: number one, write your stories down. Not only does this help you capture your memories, but it helps share them with others and pass on the stories after you're no longer able to tell people about what is important to you and why. Number two, honor what you're keeping. If your keepsakes are in a box in the basement or the attic and you never look at them, what value are they really playing in your life? If items are important enough to you to bring happiness, can you make them more prominent in your life? If something is not important enough to be featured prominently, are you questioning why you are holding on to it? Remember that our stuff is stuff. It is not our memories. It is not the people we love. Our memories are in our heads and our hearts. My hope for you this week is that you'll be able to listen to those barriers or these rationalizations or justifications that come up, and you'll be able to ask yourself, what is the real role these items play in my life today and in my foreseeable future? Why am I valuing these items as more important than the other things I've been working hard on all this time, struggling with storage space, cleaning, maintenance of spaces? What am I gaining today by keeping these items? Remember, you're here because you made a choice to bring your head, heart, and body all in the same direction, to let go of things and have smoother systems in your home. If it was easy, you'd be done by now.